Hello, everyone. We are going to do the weekend motivator. So I'm going to let people come in before I get too far started, just in case I give a shout out and it's one of you who haven't gotten here yet. If you notice, I have a little bit of a husky voice. I am still nursing whatever it is that I got. It's like I got the plague after camp was over. So just hanging in there, drinking all the water, and just drinking my juices. If you came to camp, then you know that I have started up drinking cold pressed juices recently, just trying to keep my health up and stuff. And so I've got all the juices and the airborne and all that kind of stuff going on. So it's about all you can. And I'm sleeping a lot. I've been to bed before 8 o'clock every night this week. So still getting up at 5 though. I'm proud of myself for keeping my morning routine. Hey, Tina, I'm glad you thought camp was incredible. It was an amazing experience. I say this every single time. I'm really not trying to like blow smoke up people's asses, but every single camp brings its own unique things to it. And this camp was just so good. It just felt like, I know for like my perspective was that the room was really inviting in terms of people just felt like they could share anything. And we got through a lot of coaching and I felt like we were able to really make moves on a lot of things. So if you're ever interested in camp, one of the things that you need to know is it's just a lot of coaching. We do some worksheets and stuff, but it's more to be able to get identify your thoughts and stuff so that I have stuff to be able to coach on. So a lot of times I'll have people do a worksheet and that will give me the things that that we're going to talk about as a group. So it's really powerful and every camp is different. I always kind of plan a few things and then we just let it roll how it's supposed to roll, and it'll be amazing. So if you're wondering, well, when is this October camp going to open again? It is going to open June 1st. We are working on a few things on the back end that we are going to be excited to announce coming soon. I think we're going to have more spaces available. So all of you April babies that were afraid you might not get in, or if you were afraid that, you know, we've just been able to open up a few more spots. So we had to work on all of that and get it, get our minds wrapped around it and whatnot before we can actually let you guys register. So we're going to open it up on June 1st, and that way we know we have contracts and everything signed and we'll be ready for you guys. Let's do the shout outs first, and then I will do my teaching, and then if y'all have anything else to say, we can do that and we'll be good to go today. One thing, and also y'all don't let me forget to preview next week, because the next 2 weeks are super exciting here in the tribe. If I don't like bust a good 3 to 5 pounds off everybody's ass, then I'm not going to feel like I'm doing my job, because we are rolling it out the next 2 weeks to make sure that everybody truly understands a couple of the key concepts here in tribe. All right. Number one, we have Wendy O'Neill. She is a January 2019 elder, no longer gets to be. Oh, hang on. This thing's wanting me to log in again. Sorry, guys. It's going to make me log all the way back in to see my shout outs. Okay. She just completed her first recovery worksheet after feeling very afraid of them. She said this is her NSV for the week, her non-scale victory for the week, which is important. Guys, here's the thing. The only reason why you would be afraid of a recovery worksheet is for a couple of reasons. You feel like if you do a recovery worksheet that it's suddenly going to take all your food away from you that you've been using for comfort. Don't worry. A recovery worksheet can't do that for you. All it can do is highlight what's happening and allow you to kind of see and witness the experience that you're having in your brain and in your feelings and in your environment. And then you have to decide, do you want to work on it or not? Sometimes you guys are going to do a lot of recovery worksheets before you're willing to give up your whoobies, before you're willing to change your patterns, before you're willing to do the discomfort. For a while, you just need to kind of see what's going on until you get an ass full of what's going on. So, you know, and being like afraid of them often comes from a thought that I'm going to uncover something really broken in me. Guys, ain't none of you that broken. Y'all need to quit thinking that there's something weird going on in you or whatever. You have habits. The recovery worksheet is going to teach you the habits of your thinking, the habits of your feelings, the habits of your actions. And when you know those and see them, then you have the authority for yourself in order to be able to change them and make a more deliberate, conscious choice as to what you want to do next. That's the purpose of the worksheets. So please don't be scared of them. Allow them to just be a tool that you use to figure out what's going on. Rather than being, here's the thing, I'd rather you trade in the fear of the worksheet and get it done than to be sitting around afraid you'll never lose your weight. It's like, decide what you want to be afraid of. I would much rather be afraid of something that's going to give me a result of weight loss and do it anyway than to sit around afraid I can't lose weight because I'm not doing jack shit. You get to feel the fear no matter what. So do it in a way that has an upside for you. Guys, I don't know if I do or not. Do I have a coach on this call? If so, you're going to need to put things in the filter. Otherwise, I need to know if I need to go back down. Can a coach say hello if you're here? If not, I will make sure that I go back through and read things. Let's see. Isla put on her smaller size scrubs, and they fit. Good job, lady. When she first bought them, she couldn't get them past her thighs. Now she is doing squats in them. That's always a really good NSV, right? Or a whole non-scale victory, to know that when the clothes start fitting different, that's when you're like, I have arrived. Susan Estringel. Sorry, I'm so sorry, y'all. Is challenging herself to post 365 days of power thoughts. She's on day 86, and this is her thought today. The only true failure is stopping. That is so true. Guys, don't stop. Don't quit on yourselves anymore. It's an option. Don't take it. Especially don't take quitting on yourself because you're sitting around beating yourself up. Stop beating yourself up first. Be willing to give that up before you're willing to give up on yourself. Never sit there and think that I need to give up on my dreams in order to shut down the inner voices. Let's just work on shutting down the inner voices first. All right. Let's talk about my three things that I wanted to cover today. So I have been, thank you. I know all of y'all are wishing me goodwill wishes. I promise I'm feeling better. And as they say in Peloton, it's important to, what did they say? Like, think good. When you think good, you look good. And when you look good, you feel good. And when you feel good, you like do good things or something like that. They have this like this series of things. It's like, I'm glad that I look way better than I feel on the inside of my lungs. Let's put it that way. All right. So three things that I think like on the daily you guys need to be doing for taking big ass action, which is our theme this month. It's really important that you do these three things. And these are a little different than what I'm having you do in the workbook. So I went through, I literally was just going through the workbook just now. Yes, I keep copies of my own shit laying everywhere. I was going through it and I was thinking, so if I wanted them to like really narrow down on taking big ass action this month, what would I tell them to do? So the first thing is and this is what I want you doing in your planner, guys. So where your thought download and model pages are, this is a really good place to do this work. Okay. It's three simple questions. Number one, I want you to every single day, why am I losing weight? Like, remind yourself of that why. When you did your workbook, that you had to come up with all the reasons why you're losing weight. I want you to pick one each day, and I want you to re-handwrite it down. This is really critical. A lot of you always ask me, how is it that I tend to achieve so much, or you know, set goals and knock them down and stuff? I attribute a lot of it to just writing about it. Like, I just, like, whenever somebody asks me, like, what's my goal right now, I can tell you exactly my goals because I write them all the time. I write about why I'm doing it. I try to tie my brain not only to my goal, but I like to understand that real purpose behind it. And the more often you do that, the more it gets, like, etched into your brain. I like to think of it as being etched into my brain. I would not want anybody to ask me, like, why is it important for you to keep your weight off? And maybe like, well, I don't know. Because in those moments, if you're not really sure and you don't really have your solid answers, then it's easier to just eat what people give you. It's easier to just grab mac and cheese because it's sitting there. If you don't really have yourself tied to your why and your purpose, you don't have a lot of direction in your life either. The goal often is just not enough. Knowing the goal is great, but knowing why you're in pursuit of it makes it easier in the moments when you are going to have to choose hard over easy. So I think that right there, every single day, answering the question, why am I losing weight, is so critical. The next thing is you've got to do daily things. Like every single day, I'm having you do something you don't want to do. So making sure that when you're losing weight, that you are identifying something today that you're going to do that really is going to help you move your needle. It doesn't have to be epic and big. I'm wanting you to be maniacal about collecting the small things that you can do each and every single day. Like just pick one new thing. What is that one extra little thing that I can do that's going to help me move towards my goal? Just finding those, it does a trick on your brain. A lot of you get caught up in not enough, this isn't enough, the mistakes of yesterday and stuff. When you think about what one little thing you can do today, it makes your brain break the tie between everything having to be hard and monumental. It helps break diet mentality. It also trains your brain to look forward rather than backward. So just that one little thing right there helps change a thinking like trajectory so easy. The third thing, I want you to ask yourself at the end of the day, did I do my four basics? Why or why not? And I want you to answer on both sides. Like, did I do my four basics today? Why I did them? And I want you to be really honest. I did them because I want this, or I felt I had to. Whatever your honest answer is, same thing on the why not side. You guys have to do more asking yourself why you are or are not doing things to really figure out your motives behind stuff rather than asking questions like, why can't I get my shit together? Why can't I just be like everybody else? Don't ask pointless questions anymore. I want you to ask purposeful, like very deliberate, on-task questions. So make sure number one is, why am I losing weight? Understand your purpose. Understand your why. Needs to be like knowing the backside of your hand. Number two, what's one daily thing today that I can do to lose weight? It comes back to that whole idea of like, what's that 1% better? What's the small level up today? If you need to, go back yesterday and evaluate and be like, what's one thing I can change today? I want you to keep it small. It needs to be as if you were going to, we're going to step over a stick on the ground. I don't want no high jump bars or hurdles. Like that's not what that question's about. It's not about you hurdling around the track. It's about you walking the track and seeing a line drawn and stepping over it. It needs to be as easy and as simple as that so that you're moving forward and you're not falling and face planting all the time. Then the last one is, did I do my basics today? Why or why not? And being really honest about it. And if you didn't do your basics, you can add you a bonus in there, number four, of what am I going to do tomorrow to put my basics in place? What did I learn from today and what do I need to do tomorrow? So that's like the big three things I want you guys focusing on. Now, I got some surprises for next week. Next week is everybody's favorite week. It's Hunger Scale Challenge Week. So everybody loves Hunger Scale Challenge. Our tribe elders, they're like, oh my God, when are we going to do it again? Like they just wait for it and savor for it. So what we do is we come up with different challenges for each day that are going to challenge your hunger. This is the fastest way to start seeing like where the 2-2 is. So this is how it's going to roll. All the newbies, you all get an email every Saturday that's taking you through the no BS. So this week is what we call pause week. We're not giving you another module at all to do. So weeks 1 and 2, this is where you go back and you review and you listen to modules 1 and 2. And we're going to be solidifying modules 1 and 2. So next week, though, in your newbie Saturday email, we will have listed each day what the hunger scale challenge for the day will be. So if you're not a Facebook user, you will not miss out. If you are a Facebook user, not only will you have it in your email, but every single day we will have a post that will talk about the hunger scale challenge of the day, and then everybody will be replying to this one post talking about what they learned, what they experienced, did it go well, did it not go well, and all the learnings. I'm going to tell you guys, this might be one of the most knowledge-filled weeks we ever do, and we do it frequently on purpose. But you will learn so much reading those threads about what other people experience when they're hungry, what other people think and how they redirect their thoughts. You're gonna see the elders come in. They do this a lot because they like to recalibrate their hunger scales. Very often for all my elders, what happens is you get really used to what you think is 2 to 2 and you didn't realize it's not 2 to 2 anymore. It might be -1 to 3. It just feels comfortable. You notice you're kind of stalled out. And then a lot of times we recalibrate our twos. By recalibrating just means I pay the fuck attention and I see if I've actually been paying attention or if I've just gotten into the habit of eating what I eat. So this is a great week, whether you are brand new or you are just starting. Shit, brand new or if you've been around for a while. So you're going to get an email. Elders. In the Massive Action Line on Sunday, we are going to put exactly what we put into the newbie email. So you guys, if you're, let's say you've been around, you don't check in on the Facebook group very often, you're not going to miss anything. We're also going to put it in the Massive Action Line so no one's missing out. Everybody will get in email exactly what we're doing for Hunger Scale Challenge Week. And then each day, you just simply do it. And then you're going to talk about it. You can talk about it in the threads in the Facebook group. You can, for fuck sure, go over it. Like, your Marco Polo groups should be lit up. Everybody should be talking about the Hunger Scale Challenge. You should be questioning each other, learning from each other, and discussing it with each other. And then if you have any other kind of, like, whether you guys meet in a little small Facebook group, you do texting back and forth, however you and your accountability partners roll, make sure you take this content and you study it like bosses next week. The following week, I'm not going to go into a ton of detail. I'm just going to give you a preview. We also will not be doing another week of No BS. We're still going to be focusing on modules 1 and 2. Those two modules are so key because they teach you everything about your habits. They're everything about, like, what to do. Then after, we're going to do a week of diving into the realistic plan. I just think everybody in the freaking tribe needs to, like, go through some realistic planning exercises. So we are now creating a week on realistic plans. It will be very similar to the Hunger Scale Challenge, where we're going to give you guys some realistic plan content to watch, snappy stuff that we already have, but we want everybody to get their brain wrapped around it. I will be discussing realistic plans on all of my lives, all of my Zoom calls. And then what I want you to do, yes, fresh start and fueling. Modules 1 and 2 are fresh start and fueling for No BS. And then what we're going to do is we're going to have some challenges through the week, where we're going to have some posts that are going to ask you some very good questions that are going to allow us all to learn what other people's realistic plans look like, what people started with, how they actually got off their ass and started doing them instead of judging themselves, that they couldn't lose weight doing it. All the bullshit that we all think is going to be uncovered, popped a hole in, kicked to the curb on realistic planning week. So that's what I want you guys to see for the next couple of weeks. That's what we're going to be studying, and that's what we're going to be doing. The entire tribe is going to lose weight. Period. I don't want no, like, but it's harder for me. I don't want no bullshit. I just want you to be like, you know what's going to happen the next 2 weeks? I'm going to be challenging my hunger. I'm going to dial in. I'm going to let go of my bullshit. I'm going to aim to lose 1 to 3 pounds in the next 2 weeks. And that doesn't mean this weekend you have some kind of scared ass shit fit and go eat like a donkey. That means this weekend, you know what you do? You get your brain excited about what we're going to do. I'm not taking away lollipops from little kids. You know what we're doing? We're doing what you want, which is to learn how to have a normal, authoritative relationship over your food. That is what we're going to be doing. This weekend, I want you to do like you normally would do. Plan, make a 24-hour plan. Do the 3 things I talked about in the beginning. You're not going to lose anything the next 2 weeks. You're going to gain the knowledge that you need. You're going to gain the confidence that you need in order to eat confidently, Know when to start and stop. Understand how to talk to yourself if you should overeat. That is what our focus is going to be for the next 2 weeks. Okay? There were a couple of questions. I'm going to hit Wonderland in the next 2 weeks. Damn it. I like that. Way to go, Brooke. There was a couple of questions way back at the top. Let me go grab them. I think Betsy's got my back over here. Hang on. Let me scroll all the way down. I had to look for something. How many tribe members do you take for camp? Do you give new members a chance before having repeat campers? It's just like we open the doors and that's how it rolls. So make sure that on June 1st, you're ready to rock and roll. This camp is going to be bigger than our other camps. I think we are, correct me if I'm wrong, I think we're going to have a total of 300 people at this camp. We normally, like this last camp was like 178, so it's not, it seems like it would be a lot more, but it's really like 10 more tables. And in a big room, it doesn't really matter. Like we have, it's not like what you would think. So for me, it's just better to bring more of you here and allow you that opportunity to just hear what you need to hear in person. Guys, I'm just going to tell you, it's not like, I know I do a good job at camp and I don't say this to like for ego, but these camps are amazing. Like when you come, let me tell you why they're amazing. Because I go to things all the time. I think it's amazing. You know why it's so amazing? You get out of your own damn way. You come and you're focused. Your kids aren't calling you and texting you because I don't allow you to have your phones on in the room and stuff. You are surrounded by people all thinking and doing the same thing. You're going out at night and talking to people who are thinking and doing the same thing. You can move the needle so much further because you simply have focus. And I keep you very focused. And we give everybody mentors. It is just an amazing experience. And like, if you can make it happen, you should make it happen. That's how I feel about it. I just have, like, we always do, like, I talk to a lot of the campers the whole time that we're there. Like, I probably talk to almost every camper at some point. It is rare that someone slips by me these days. And most of them will hug me or they will come up to me crying and just say, this is exactly what I needed. Like, I just needed this. And they're not even interacting with me the whole time. It's what they're learning from each other. It's the small group work we do. It's the mentors leading you through things. Before you even come to camp, most people get so much like momentum before they come to camp because for 8 weeks, you're working with a small group and a mentor to prepare you to come to camp so that you fucking know people when you walk in the door. You don't walk in and be like, oh my God, I'm all by myself. It's like you immediately see someone's face you know. So we do a really good job in making sure that when you come, it's just time to move the needle. And I want you to feel, well, I say I want you to feel good. It's so funny because I'm like, I want you to feel amazing. But most of the time we're crying. We cry until about the last 2 hours, and then it's all future self work. And it's like all of way up to then, it's like, you know, let's make sure we squeeze every tear out of our bodies. It's like we're sponges and wringing them out. So we do it right. Is there any truth to needing to eat a piece of fruit in the morning to get your metabolism going? No, there's no truth in that. Your metabolism, you know when it's going? 24/7. It doesn't die overnight and stop. Your metabolism is actually cranked up pretty large throughout the night because that's when all the repair process is. You don't need something to kickstart your metabolism. All of you, what you need to do is eat healthy and your metabolism will run like a top. The healthier you eat, the more you include some basic movement in your life. When you drink the water and you get plenty of sleep, your metabolism will be amazing. The problem is we're trying to do too much in a day, short-circuiting our sleep, half-assed drinking water, grabbing bullshit food when we need to, like, probably eat a vegetable. Like, one of the sure signs that you're eating bullshit a lot is either you got diarrhea and you're washing out your electrolytes or you're constipated and you're holding all them toxins in. Like, it's so crazy to me. And then, like, people will say, like, do I need to do this in order to kickstart my metabolism? Do I need to make sure I'm eating every 3 hours? Like, no, what you need to do is let your body lead the way. It will tell you if it's hungry and tired. And when it's hungry and tired, listen to it. Quit fighting it. Quit acting like you're some kind of, like, special unicorn that can sleep 5 hours, be dehydrated, and like you'll be grumpy and shit, no less. It's like your mind, your body, your attitude, everything will tell you if your metabolism's working right. When your metabolism is working right, you have enough energy to get through your day without an upper. Let's see. Over the years, I've thought about why did I eat that, and sometimes I figure out I was stressed or bored, but sometimes I just think I just wanted it. Does that make sense? Is that typical for some people? Yeah, a lot of people just want it. But you need to ask yourself, why did I just want it in that moment? Why in that moment did I just want it? Why in that moment did I want that more than I wanted my goal? Like, just dig a little bit and you'll probably find the answer. Very often it's like, well, all day long I didn't get what I want. I didn't get my way. Now I'm getting my way. I mean, it's like really like be willing to like in that moment what was driving it and look back through your day and see if throughout your day there were moments where you weren't getting what you wanted, where you didn't think you were. And you were having this thought all day long. And then in that moment, it's like, I'll show everyone. What time on June 1st is the opening start? I will be doing the half marathon with Don't Stop Believing on June 1st. Tracy, we will make sure that it does not sell out for Don't Stop Believing participants. Trust me. We won't hose you. I'll be like, sorry, you guys were doing our event. You're screwed for October. We will set it up to where anybody that wants, like, we will make sure. It won't sell out on June 1st. Let's put it that way. There's not going to be 300 people who are going to plunk down the money on the first in order to come to camp. I feel this in my bones, but I will make sure that you guys get ample opportunity. I have my ways. Let's put it that way. I'm an April baby, but have been doing 24-hour plans since the 1st of February and sticking to them, but nothing is coming up to TDL about, will this come in time or could I be doing something wrong? Ask yourself every single day, here's how to get something to come up. And it doesn't have to be dramatic. Here's the thing about your thoughts. They can be your goals. You can always write about your goals. You can write about your, do I have the camp book? Hang on. I will tell you. I'll tell you exactly what to write about. This will be some bony lessons right here. So thoughts are, I don't have my keynote in front of me. So thoughts are, there's seven main categories of thought, all right? They are the memories or our thoughts about the past. So if you want to do a thought download, you can do a thought download on something that's happened in your past if you'd like. Your subconscious thoughts, you can just be like, today I'm thinking these things about my day ahead, or you can do one of like, these are the things I think about yesterday, and you just write a list. They may all be good. That'd be great. Judgments about the world. You can pick someone like let's say that like you have an amazing relationship with your husband. Write about your husband. These are the things I think about him and see what that is. And see if you have any lurking judgments about anyone. We also have our negative self-talk. So if you don't have any negative self-talk, that's not a big deal. But as you guys do thought downloads, there will be your judgments. There will be your negative self-talk about yourself, that kind of thing. There are also three other categories of thoughts that we all want to eventually move into the majority of the time. And the first one is positive self-talk. Like, you could do a thought download on the best conversations I could have with myself today are, and you could talk about like, these are the things I want to think about myself today. And these are the things I want to think about my kids. And these are the things I want to think about my life. You can do a thought download on that. And then you can ask yourself, do I believe these things? And if you believe them, awesome. If you're like, well, then that would be like, well, why do I not believe these amazing things yet? Bridging the gap there, like really understand, like, huh, I didn't realize I was thinking that. Then you have something for the next day. So whatever's like not allowing you to believe the things that you want to believe will be the thought download you do the next day. Why am I choosing to think this particular thing? And then you can do plans and goals. Like this morning, my whole TDL, like there was like one big long TDL on some of my quarterly plans and goals. Like my ability to get it done, what all I needed to get done, my thoughts on my time available to me, my like just all kinds of thoughts and stuff. And then the last one is gratitude. You can also do a thought download on just gratitude. You can do a total whole thing on today I'm grateful for. The person I'm most grateful for today is, and why, the thing I'm most grateful for about myself today is why. You can do stuff like that too. Yesterday I went grocery shopping and I'm realizing that I'm sad and disappointed that I'll be full way before I used to be with my favorite foods, and I don't need to get nearly as much as I used to. I think I feel lost because I don't need my shitty snacks anymore. Any suggestions or information on this? Yeah, feel sad and move on. Like, that's all you need to do. There's usually a schluff period of where it's like, oh, I used to, like, this is how I used to do things. And there was some, like fun in that. And you're saying goodbye to that. But here's the other thing. What I want you to do is I want you to do, like, a thought download on, although I'm kind of, like, saying goodbye to eating as much as I used to, here's what I'm saying hello to. Like, don't just let it be like all like, oh, I don't get to eat as much as I used to, blah, blah, blah. Make the new part fun. What am I now saying hello to is so good. Is it pretty normal to do a 24-hour plan that's pretty healthy but still realistic right away? Yeah, because you might be motivated to eat it. That's fine. I feel like I'm planning realistically, but it's still a lot different than the crazy eating I did before PMP when I ate without structure, but it feels right. If it feels right, it is right. The problem that I come up with is a lot of times you're making a plan from like, I really feel like I can do this. I'm really motivated right now. Like, this looks good to me. I'm just ready for this level. Whereas some people say, this is what I should be eating. This is like, I can't do it this way. She's wrong. It has to be this. This is the only way I know. And it's a very punitive discussion. That's when you're doing it wrong. It should not feel punitive. It should not feel forced. It should not feel like taking yourself out to the whipping post to get it done. It should feel more like you, like it's inviting. It's a challenge, but it feels good. I'm up for the challenge. That's what we want to move everyone to. Okay, that's it. I'm going to get off here. I'm going to drink some more water. Betsy will be proud of me. I may even get a neti pot out. Doing all the things to wash all this crud out of me. You guys have an amazing weekend. I'll see you guys on Sunday for my coaching Zoom. So if you want to catch me live, you need to go to pnptribe.com, look at the tribe calendar. Sunday, noon, Central Time. You can click on the Zoom link and watch me coach some ladies that signed up for coaching. Otherwise, I'll catch you around the replays. See you later, guys. Bye.